Child, welcome back to another episode of the Dropping Them Gems podcast. We are, 6 months into the pandemic? Are we? It started March, April, May, June, July, August, September. I stopped working back in March on the 13th. So for me, this is going to be month 6 as far as, you know, shut down and everything like that. But we're not going to focus solely on the life changes of the pandemic in this episode. This episode is about me and a close male friend of mine. I spent the last, few years cultivating strong bonds with men because you guys have listened to this podcast. I've been emotionally wrecked by the male of the species. And I was kind of losing faith in them. So I was just like, you know what, God, let me just go ahead and invest some real quality time with the men folk. And it's been a wonderful investment thus far. Granted, not all men are capable of accessing intimate connections with women that do not have anything to do with sex. This is strictly friendship level, intimacy. And in this episode, you're going to hear me sitting down with my friend Anthony, whom I refer to as Laborty. And yes, we sound very flirty as we chit chat, but I mean, that's just the bond we have. We are not in a relationship. He is not my man. I am not his woman. I just want to clarify everything from the get-go, so that there's no confusion. But I will say though, when you treat me well, when you go out of your way, like he came into town, he told me, he let me know that he was going to be coming into town a few weeks ago. And you know, there are other things that he has to do while he's here, but in his downtime, he took the time to spend, you know, quality time with me, took me out for my birthday, bought me a very practical but cute gift for my birthday, then spent even more quality time with me. Like, look, I have self-control. I do. I exercise a lot of self-control. But under the surface, it's like, you know, I could bust a wide open. I'm just saying, like, when you do right by me, there's not a lot of, you know, no in my system. But anyway, so it's all about self-control. And we came to like a determination a while back that we might not necessarily make a good couple, even though the chemistry I'd say is pretty strong. But we make great friends and that's fine with me. Sometimes you don't need to have more from a person than what they're willing to give. And you have to respect that from another person as well. So yeah. What you're going to hear is Laborty and I having a little chit-chat moment. So you can hear about our friendship and our history and just a little bit of everything. So I hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast. Ooh, tongue-tied. And starting in 5, 4, 3, 2. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. As a matter of fact, we just film this right now or record this right now, and then I'll go back and make the introduction. You talk so much, now you're worried about what to talk about.
I mean, I just want to know what I'm totally focusing my energy on. I want to stay on topic. I want to sit here and just bounce around.
That's typically what I do. Let's be honest. That's the nature of most of my podcast episodes.
So you just do stuff, and then later after the fact, you're like, you know what? I guess the thing is this.
Well, okay. So, I'm not scripted or anything like that.
Right.
I probably have two or three topics that I'm going to talk about in the podcast. I make the episode, and then I do a little reflective moment at the end.
Yeah.
So.
But you at least stay on topic, though. You know what I mean?
Okay, so we can do a few things then. In this episode, I can introduce you. Mm-hmm. I guess I could talk about the past episodes that were talking about you or had things to do with you. We can talk about our friendship. That's what this could be about. We can talk about our friendship, Bertie. This is so exciting. Oh, that's perfect. Friends.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of actually like being like the anonymous dude.
You can be anonymous. It's fine.
No, I mean, just like, hey, man. Like, I have warts and all, so I don't want to be portrayed as this really, really good guy that I'm not.
I understand why you're so, okay. There we go. We're going to talk about our friendship. We're going to talk about your insistence on being a bad guy.
I mean, I don't think I'm a bad guy.
Okay, so I am sitting here with my friend Anonymous, and
okay, you didn't have to call me Anonymous friend. Jeez, I was saying this, be Anonymous. The last thing.
Okay. Then I can't give you a proper introduction. I mean, I can. Okay, fine.
Whatever, man.
So
I'm at your disposal.
Today's podcast, I'm sitting down with my friend, and his name is Laborty. That's what I call him. So that's what he's going to be called in this podcast episode. You don't, you want
to
be called?
I actually like to be called.
Oh. What do you go by?
My name.
Anthony?
My name. That's what I go by. My name.
I never call you that. So it's too bad. I'm sorry.
My real friends do.
Who are your real friends?
Clearly, that's what insists on calling him Laborty.
Insists. That's your name. Okay,
that's my family name. Mm-hmm.
Do you not call me Jervis?
Just because you call me Laborty.
I don't care. It's fine. I like my family name. Anyway. Sitting here with my friend Anthony.
Hey, what up, though?
And this is the weekend before my birthday. It's actually a week to the day before my birthday. I'm very excited that he just so happened to be in town. And he spent so much time with me. He talks all the time about, you know, he denies being my friend, but he's obviously here. He spends a hell of time talking to me because he enjoys my company. He's in denial right now. But yeah.
I just don't understand why you're forcing me. You're forcing me in this position.
I'm not forcing
just say something
anything.
That sounds terrible or worse than it really is.
It's not. Are we not friends?
Yes, we're friends.
Okay. And we became friends 2 years ago.
It sure wasn't when we met.
No, it wasn't. I thought you were super annoying when we met.
You were a jerk.
I was not a jerk.
First of all, I got receipts. I got an army.
You don't have receipts.
Every
time
I
ask you to present receipts, never present them.
I have a whole army of Katrina Jervis was me.
Who says?
Everyone.
Who is everyone?
Everyone.
You don't have anything. That's why you keep saying everyone. This is not the first time you've done that.
For instance, okay, fine. I'll drop names.
If you drop Julian Erskine, it does not, or not Erskine, Julian Washington doesn't count because I shared that story with you.
Okay, look, who said I was going to do it?
Okay.
Triple T hated you.
Who's Triple T?
You don't remember who Triple T was?
Oh, trash talking about
it. He hated you.
He did not
they
hate
did.
Me. No, he didn't. He was always in my face. In ninth grade, I legit thought that Tyler was a girl. And I heard that he had a crush on me. And I was like,
I don't swing that way.
I was just like, she's a lovely young lady, but no. But he got really cute our senior year. But he did not hate me.
Yeah, he did.
Explain.
I'm just saying, we went over his house. Mm-hmm. We were talking. By the way, so we relinked like a while ago. Mm-hmm. It was after Oakwood, working for a call center called West. And I met with this dude there. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I want to basically this whole 6 degrees of separation
go ahead,
type
go
thing.
Ahead. I'm fine with
so
you.
There's this dude named Brian that I worked with. By the way, anyone who's ever worked at a call center, a mess. It is one of the messy environments I've ever seen in my life.
West is the infamous call center.
Anyway. So, honestly, man, and I can give you a podcast off of just call center culture if you want at some point. Anyway, but here we are. So, Brian, cool dude. Started giving a ride to work, and then we started hanging out. So, he invited me over to where he was staying, because it was like, yeah, I'm staying with people, da da da. And so, hey, let's just kick it, chill, and third. So, we do that, and in comes walks Triple T. Did not expect it, none of it. Because I hadn't seen him. This is probably, 2012 or so. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 2011. I hadn't seen Tyler since 2004. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somewhere around then. Whenever...
You left.
Whenever sophomore year of high school was.
Yeah.
I ain't seen him since. So we kind of caught up and all that good stuff. And, trying to figure out who was doing what, where they were, and so forth and so forth and so forth. You know, good deal. And then, we started talking about the past. Mm-hmm. And he was asking why I left. I told him why I left. He was saying it was trash. He agreed.
And yet he stayed. Okay.
I don't think he had a choice. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't. Because I met, some of his family and stuff. Mm-hmm. Tyler had no choice. Mm-hmm. He had no choice at all. And I remember I addressed things with him. Because he was a funny dude. Because I remember the first conversation I've ever had with Tyler was he asked me. He said, hey, why do you wear your pants where they're supposed to be? And then I paused, and I'm like, do you want to hear yourself? Just listen to yourself. Just say that again. And he actually, indulged me. He said again, why do you wear your pants where they're supposed to be? And I'm like, what do you mean, dude? That's, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. You mean, where? Why don't I? Why don't you? And I get it. I guess you want to say, why don't I look like everybody else in SAG?
That's
thought it was
exactly what he was
saying. Yeah. I thought it was stupid. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on. I don't judge you, man. But if you like me to. You know what I'm saying?
I think he was judging you. Yeah, he was obviously judging you about your pain.
I don't think so. Because the way that he asked, it was in complete sincerity. It was like he legit hasn't seen it before. He was really curious. Tell me more.
Tell me more about wearing my pants
for me. And for me, I was like, what do you mean? And I would tell him, hey, man, if you saw, a raging pit bull come right now, what would you do? He was like, I would run. I was like, well, how would you do that? Yeah, pull my pants up and run. So why don't you keep them there? You don't got to get ready if you stay ready.
He just wants a fit in, man.
But anyway. We chatted for a good time, and he asked me why I left. I told him that I hated the century. It just wasn't the place for me. Mm-hmm. He agreed. And I was like, well, why did you stay? He kind of shrugged his shoulders. And he was like, low key, it did suck. And to be honest with you, your name did come up, but he did call you mean.
What did he say specifically?
I don't want to use the exact language that he said.
It's fine. Go for it.
But what he did do is he compared you to something that rhymed with a witch.
I think at that time in 2012, He and I had a little falling out via social media because we were fine in high school. But he was being too forceful. And a lot of times when people are too forceful or they're trying to put their opinions on somebody else and that person stands up for themselves, you know, the bitch word gets thrown. That's like y'all's defense mechanism when, you know, a woman stands up for herself. But in high school, Tyler and I were cool. We had a few classes together. You know, we would hang out. But I didn't have problems with him then. But afterwards, I was just like, you're doing too much. So I can understand why he would call me mean.
He didn't have problems when you kept insisting that he was a girl.
I never called him a girl to his face. Genuinely thought he was a girl. Mm. So it wasn't something that I would joke about.
You wear your words in your face, you know that, right? You wear your words in your face. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. So, look, you may have not said it to him, but you said it to him.
I was just confused because somebody came up to me and was like, yo, Tyler likes you. He was very pretty. He was very pretty in ninth grade.
He was fat.
He had a cherubic face.
He was fat.
With those Afro puffs. And I was just like,
I remember when I saw him. Actually, no. So I did see him once before then. I saw him one time. I was just randomly playing basketball, you know what I'm saying? We're hooping, picking up, saw him then. But, like, my man, like, had, like, a massive slim down because the dude that I was anticipating, mm-hmm. was a round fella.
It was basically over a summer. He came back and he was completely different. And, yeah, that senior year, we were cool. It was me, him, Stephanie, and Jessica. And we would always be together in biology. I think it was biology because chemistry was with Sims. So we had Donna Donnelly in biology. So, yeah. Are there any other examples of people who...
Good old Miss Donnelly. I didn't like that one.
I like Donna Donnelly. She wasn't problematic. She was just like... Oh, she was problematic.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Say what you're gonna say
though. I was gonna say, like, she had a way about her that could be very grating, but character wise, like, I got to see who she actually was in her interactions with people, and I was just like, oh, she's actually a decent human. She just don't know how to talk to folk for real. So yeah. Any other receipts? I don't think you have. You say you have so many.
I mean, look, this didn't turn into the Let's Slander Katrina podcast.
I'm just saying.
Or conversation.
No, it's the friendship podcast.
Yeah, so you know what? Let's try to highlight at the positives as much as possible.
That's what I started with. You were the one who wanted to go down this rabbit hole. I didn't bring it up. I said, we are friends. We're having a good time. We were like, Katrina's mean, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, you did just physically assault me over a conversation about fictitious people.
Do you see what you're doing? Do you see? You see how you're trying to make this unravel?
All I'm saying is...
Okay. If someone... spends most of the previous evening needling you about a subject they know gets under your skin, then the next day continues to needle over and over and over again, knowing full well that I have a temper. You know what you're doing.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like a classic case of deflection. Oh. Like, you know, it is not my responsibility for you to control your actions and behavior, so.
Wow. Okay. I'll say he's right. That's fine. But don't let him sit here and make you think that he wasn't capable of being quiet about slandering Batman.
Or,
that's all I have to say.
Hey, man, do you really want to do this?
I will fight you all over again. That's all I have to say about that. I'll fight you all over again. This is supposed to be a
fight. Is it really a fight if the other person's not fighting back? If anything, it's assault.
You bit me.
I did not bite you. Oh, no. You bit me. I did not bite you. Had I bitten you, you said, oh, don't bite me.
He threw me off the bed.
That's a lie.
And bit me.
That's a lie. So now you're lying. Wow. I see what you're trying to do, though. You're trying to build a narrative, false narrative, so you don't seem as the unhinged, crazy person that you were being.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's not fair.
Unhinged?
Sure. Find it funny that you, you're objecting to the unhinged part and not the crazy person. So, hey.
I'm not crazy or unhinged. I mean,
Thank you very much. There you go. So, I'm glad that...
Such a jerk. All I wanted to talk about was...
You're abusive.
How wonderful of a friend he's been. Even though he is super annoying. But yeah, he added me on Instagram 2 years ago, I guess. And instead of making regular conversation in the comment sections on posts like, you know, normal people do, instead he would hit me up in my inbox and ask questions that correlated to posts that I made. Like, who slides into someone's inbox with their own, with my post?
First of all, I'm not going to let you ride with that little sneak diss that you just hit me with. Not letting that ride. That's number one. Not letting it ride. But now that you acknowledge it, mm-hmm. and you're acknowledging that I'm acknowledging it, mm-hmm. we can move forward. So look, this is what happens. So you're the one that always likes to post something random, and I mean, I don't want to necessarily say, like, provocative, but...
polarizing.
Maybe. I mean, I still think that's a bit much, but fine. I guess we'll concede, say, you like to post polarizing content, right? And mm-hmm. so at the time, I don't know who you are on social media. Because people have different social media personalities, like what they're espousing on social media may not be, you know, I mean, it's like a little off ego. So I didn't know whether or not your post was serious, if it was you just being devil's advocate, you know, all those different things. Or you're just, you know, hey man, I'm just asking. You know, I'm not trying to tell you what to think. I just want to know if you would like to, you know. So for me, I was like, okay, so what's your perspective on this? Like, what do you really mean by whatever?
But that's not what you rolled in with. The conversation.
What?
The conversation was about a t-shirt that this dude had on, saying that child support was for the child and not the mother. Something to that extent.
Oh, yeah, facts.
And, you know, we were having an interesting discussion in the comment section, but this one dude was just flat out disrespectful.
Oh yeah, he was wilding.
He was wilding, and I didn't know this person in real life, and I was just like, you are on my page, and you are being super disrespectful. That's when...
Oh, we flamed him.
Yeah, he deserved it, too.
We flamed him.
So, prior to you flaming him, you rolled into the DMs and was like, what's going on here? And that's when you presented a photo of your angelic-looking child.
Well, first of all, you questioned me about something. Because look, let me tell you something. What I don't do is I don't just roll in and say, like, hey, look at the family photos.
Bruh, I will. If I look back, okay. First of all, I didn't know you had a kid. I was just like, him? But I didn't know.
I mean, I don't honestly know. I mean, you're allowed not to know. It's just that I don't understand what you mean by that. Him?
The him.
Like, what are you, what
it's
are you,
because what you, are you questioning? No, it, you were such a straight-laced goober in high school. So.
That's because you didn't know me.
It's true. I will say that. I didn't know you.
Well, but at the same time, you look, it's a high school for the quote-unquote gifted. And I'm using that quote-unquote very heavy-handedly because when I got there, I was a thoroughly disappointed because they were some fucking idiots.
I don't.
I mean, they may have been book smart, a lot of them, but they were clowns. They should have renamed the school Arkham Asylum.
Shut up. It was an interesting school. It was.
In not the best ways, interesting. Not good, interesting.
The disparity between the weirdos. It was just, they were weird kids. They were delinquents.
And idiots. Prime example, we had an idiot who came to school with vodka concealed in a pill box.
That was one of the funniest things.
How? I mean, that's just funny. How is it that you decided that you're going to hide contraband?
In contraband?
Inside of contraband. What? Who does that?
Mr. Morse was so...
Who does that?
He was so upset. He was like, what kind of idiot? Like, he was not holding back. He was like, what kind of idiot brings alcohol in a pill bottle? It's not going to work. Oh, yes. But yeah, yeah, so that's how we ended up speaking with each other. You slid in to the DMs on that particular topic. But then, you know, instead of a one and done situation, here you are. We begin talking to each other more and more. Like I said, 2 years later now, we're friends. And I would say that, no, I'll just let y'all know, he's not a perfect person. He's never done anything wrong to me, per se. But he's going to go on... He's going to go on this whole tangent about how he has terrible tendencies. And I'm just like, I understand. We all have terrible tendencies. But yeah. So, like, I'm trying to be nice. I've been trying to be nice this entire episode, but he's been throwing me under the bus.
I have not been throwing anybody under the bus.
Throwing me under the bus, talking about I've been assaulting him and all kinds of stuff like that.
I am developing welts as we speak.
He is going hammer time. I don't know what he's talking about. But yeah, I try to tell him how nice and how kind and how gentlemanly he is. And he will, you know, deflect all of these compliments and all of these truths.
Take me off a pedestal.
He is shaking his head right now. I don't have this nigga on a pedestal.
No.
Let me just let y'all know, he is the most annoying person that I've ever met in my entire life. He loves to provoke my rage. Are you really trying to deny that? You can't even deny that. He loves to see me upset.
All I'm saying is, stop being an angry person.
I am not as angry as I used to be.
Okay, there you go.
But you love provoking me. You love provoking me. Anyway, he's a great friend. You know, he was trying to test the waters with me. To see what kind of person that I am as far as whether he wants to invest
any energy whatever. Like, what is this going to be? This is just going to be, like, you know, so the way that it happened was I was going through Instagram because I was like, you know what? Let me have more of a social media presence. You know, why not? Because I've been being needled about it from a lot of people saying, hey, you're never on social media. We want to see from you. Like, we don't know what's going on. It's like, well, my number's been the same since 2006. So, you could have just, you know what I'm saying, reached out to me. But I understand that you guys prefer to do it via social media. So, I was like, all right, fine. So, I was going through, just adding different people. Like, if I knew you. Like, okay, I know who this person is. So, fine. So, I stumbled across Katrina. And then I was looking through her posts and whatnot. After she accepted my friend request, but I believe her page is private.
It wasn't private at the time.
Okay. So anyway, I was going through the post, and I was just like, okay. And you want to call me needling. She likes to post things that she knows that people are going to lose their shit over.
Here's the thing. I didn't realize how much of a troll I was until he brought it to my attention. I do like trolling people, though. I can't even lie. It's pretty fun. Because people get upset over really silly things. And it's one thing, because I'm just like, I'm laughing and I'm watching all of the foolishness that I've created. But then people take the stuff too personally. Nothing that I post is meant to be taken, like, personally. But Hit Dogs holler, and they get offended, and then, you know, then I have to tell them about themselves. That's pretty much it. But I tone it down a lot. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that at the time, I was still, like, super heavy into the dating scene, and I date via apps like Tinder and whatchamacallit. What is it? What's the other one?
Black.
Oh,
the BLK app?
BLK. Nah, I really didn't get into BLK. BLK is the thing that I used to laugh because the pickings were really slim. But I did have BLK. Didn't find anybody on there. And Bumble. And Bumble is the same set of people that you find on Tinder, but for some reason they decide to make a separate profile. I mean, I can't talk. I obviously do the same thing. But at least I'm consistent. The thing that I want on Tinder is the same thing that I want on Bumble. I look for, you know, steady relationships. But on these apps, I would run into these...
The worst.
The worst dudes. And so I will share the stories on my Instagram because they were funny. They were genuinely funny. And I, you know, enjoy entertaining people. And I was really losing faith in the male community, albeit for a handful of fellas who've been in my life for a while. And, you know, this guy just so happened to make the cut, restoring little bits of hope. Tiny bits of hope.
There's a lot of damage done. There's
a lot of damage done, but he and a few other gentlemen helped me to understand, like, the male thought process, and it helps immensely because men are a mystery to me. They always call themselves simple, but they always complicate things in the worst ways.
It's only because you guys overthink us. Like, to be honest with you. And I can say, when it comes to men, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we have our moments, we have our quirks, we do have our difficulties and complications. However, usually, when things really go sour, is when people try to give men more credit than they deserve. Like, sometimes.
In what regard, though?
So, okay. Men, their thought process is so basic by and large that it's like, if you just go to, like, the lowest common denominator, that's probably it. Because, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but most of us are not that sophisticated in thought and in mind, you know? So I'm not saying that they're stupid, but what I'm saying is that, not saying that we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. It's just that we don't really necessarily want to do so. Like, if I want to chew gum, why don't I just chew gum? If I'm walking, why don't I just walk? But why do I need to walk and chew gum? You know what I mean?
He said it, not me. He just oversimplified y'all.
So what I'm saying is that usually with dudes, whatever the simplest thing is, that's probably right. Didn't say that that's always the case, but more than likely, the most basic answer mm-hmm. is the correct one. And people refuse to accept it. Like, there's no way that that's it. Sometimes they say, no. That's it. That's it.
I would have to say that I agree with that line of thinking. There are certain things where I think, what are you looking at? There are certain things about men that I think it's definitely more calculating.
sure.
Than just...
We do have a tendency to be predatory.
Yeah. Hella. And it's just like, say what you want. I know, okay, I'm not saying that women can be the most clear cut on saying exactly what it is that they want, but as a person who tries to practice that, oh, okay, this is what it is, this is what I want. If you don't want it, that's fine. I respect that. I respect you for being honest. But a lot of times when I deal with men, I don't necessarily get that. And I think that's where a lot of my animosity came from.
Call it what it is, rage. Your rage. It was rage.
I was bitter. I was very bitter. And I don't know. I wasn't lashing out at anyone per se, but I didn't have a lot of nice things to say about men.
You really embodied me of the angry black woman.
Keep on. Keep on. Like, you see, he's provoking me, right? He is over here, like, rolling up laughing.
I would have nothing to say if you weren't the angry black woman that literally assaulted me not too long ago.
We're about physically, to end the podcast. We're about to
physically.
End the podcast so I can hit you without it being recorded.
Don't cut that out.
Why?
Don't cut that out.
Why? Why are you bringing this up? Like, I'm done. Are you really?
Yes, I'm done.
Are you serious?
I'm done.
You keep calling me an angry black woman.
Stop being one.
Yeah, I, even though he's needling me as we speak, I'm not as angry as I used to be. Yeah, I've learned to make friends with the male folk.
And not so bad once you get to know us.
Certain ones. Some. The ones who aren't trying to take advantage of me.
Some sure. Of us are even worse.
But I'm pretty good at being able to weed y'all out.
Yeah, you pick decent dudes. Yeah. Especially considering half the dudes that you know you wanted to lump me in with, I already knew them.
I'm not lumping you in with them. I just, you know, it was easier to talk to all of y'all at one time. Plus, one of the things that I hear from you guys separately is that y'all say that, you know, you have male friends, but I don't know. It's like a lack of good dudes. And I was just like, let me just bring all the good dudes that I know together. So. Again, not a perfect dude. Super annoying dude. Always has something smart to say. But he's always... Let's make you sound like Roger from Sister Sister. So he's always around, so it's whatever. Rogery tendencies.
Hey, no. We can remedy this thing easy.
You have Rogery tendencies.
We can remedy this
thing. What's that?
You know what? I'll take Roger. Fine.
You know you annoying like
Roger. If that's what you want, I'll take Roger. Because if you remember from Sister Sister, hey man, the roles reversed. The roles reversed. I hope you don't remember.
Absolutely.
Hey man. I remember there was a specific episode when they're like, Roger went from all of this to all of that. So apparently I'm the all of that. Appreciate it.
I will say that in high school he had an interesting appearance.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
He was going through puberty.
That's not fair.
So his torso hadn't caught up with the rest of his body yet. He had like really long arms, huge hands, like big feet. So awkward. But you could tell he was going to be tall. So now, you know, he looks like a fully formed human.
Wow.
And he's a very handsome, very attractive man. So
I just, for some odd reason, you have a way of turning confidence into shade.
I will unshade this compliment. Very handsome, very attractive. He has see, but the problem with trying to give him straight up compliments, he's going to find a way to just like deflect and disregard.
I hate compliments, I ain't gonna lie.
All right. So compliments about Laborde.
So we're really doing this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna start off really light. For example, currently he's ironing and his high booty is in my face. He has a nice booty, you know. He's out here. He's got those slimmer black man legs, but the booty is popping. He got thunder thighs. He got them big old thunder thighs, but them lower legs, they're very African-esque.
All I'm saying is that picture you're painting wasn't fair. You're making it seem like. I got a Brazilian and I did not have the thighs to match.
He got the thighs to match. He does have the thighs to match. Imagine, if you will, turkey leg.
Wow. Whoa. Chill.
I'm supposed to be giving real compliments.
I have sprinter's legs. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's a nice way of putting it. He has sprinter's legs.
There we go.
So, yeah. Nice physique. Nice height. He is tall without being too tall.
What's too tall? How tall is too tall?
Honestly, but you know I like short guys. So.
Yes, and you're a chubby chaser.
What? A chubby chaser? Why do you always have to throw that in there?
Hey, man.
Out here being thick, though. You're not skinny, so I don't know why you're talking about the
but
chubby
chaser. But I don't fit in the chubby category, though.
You're not chubby, but you ain't small.
I mean, look, man, there's nothing I can do about that part. Like, I would never be small.
I don't understand, like, why the chubby chaser. You've seen me post a few thick guys on my profile. I can't help that they're still attractive, even though they're a little bit, you know, denser.
Look, there's nothing wrong with it. The only problem is that, Jesus, man, don't deny it.
But you're the one who says you gotta be 200 to do something.
First of
whatever
all,
it is.
That ain't right. It's Joe. Well, you know.
You see?
But
you see?
It goes, you gotta be 200 to do something.
He's saying that he's joking. I posted a picture on my Instagram profile, and I was showing my body weight prior to my 30s. And
you were looking mad hungry.
I didn't look hungry. I looked, that was just what I weighed.
Kids from that little Heart of Angel commercial.
Wow. That's how you feel?
Hey, man. Look, you needed to be fed.
I was eating regularly and constantly. Thank you very much.
Maybe you had a tape.
I did not have a tape mark. That was just the way I was built. That's what I look like. And yeah, so he's over here going in on me. But not everybody can be out here with the luscious booty and thick thighs.
Berg agreed with me. You look hungry.
Dexter turned on me. I'd be complimenting Dexter all the time. I'm like, Dexter, you're so chocolate. You're so fine. Dexter out here laughing at me, looking hungry.
You were looking hungry. I mean, you know, you're not hungry anymore, but you were hungry then.
So disrespectful. Whatever, man.
Why are you looking like a participant of Gandhi's March to the Sea?
Do y'all hear him? Do you hear him? Gandhi's March to the Sea.
For all of you, you know, underrated individuals, just Google it.
Wow. So you insult the intelligence of my audience and me at the same time.
Hey, man. No. So this is what I've learned. What I've learned is go for the lowest common denominator. Never assume that people know. That's all. Never assume that they know.
Anyway. He's become my friend in full force. He's trying to become my best friend. It's fine. I don't mind. And yeah, myriad of imperfection, whatever. But he's a good person, nonetheless.
I'm an okay person.
See, he can't take a compliment. What I know of him, he's shown himself to be a good person. I'm not talking about his experiences with other people. I'm not even saying that those experiences don't exist. I'm just saying, in my experience with him, he's been a good person. So, I don't know. What do you want me to balance it out with? I mean, he's kind of trash. Like, what do you want me to say? I've not experienced the side of you other than being a needling jerk who loves getting on my nerves.
Look, man, never show weakness. That's all I'm saying.
Now that I've gushed about how wonderful of a friend you are, why don't you do the same for me? Because you know I love compliments.
And that's why you're not getting.
But it's my birthday.
It was your birthday yesterday, technically. Not really. It wasn't really yesterday, but we celebrated yesterday. So there you go. Hey, man, if you wanted a compliment, you got it then. Actually, if you think about it, you did get compliments then. First of all, what I don't appreciate is that you were stunting on me.
I did not stunt on you.
Look, man, I had my travel clothes, basically. I mean, I didn't travel with a whole wardrobe.
Should have known what the deal was. Okay, I dressed up a little bit last night for my birthday.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
I get it. But you were stunting, boy. The devil's in the details. And that's where you got me.
I put makeup on. I put heels on. And I added some jewelry to my usual jewelry list ensemble.
Don't do that. Don't sit there and try to make things seem.
Downplay it. Some shorts on and heels and a long sleeve shirt. Boom. That's what he's complaining about.
Wow.
I mean, if you're going to do the whole Batman thing, make it seem like I assaulted
you. You make it sound like you're being extra basic. Okay.
I was being pretty basic.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying. I can't help it. I told you before we got there. It's like, I'm going to dress up a little bit.
I mean, no, I understand that. It's just that I didn't have the capacity to because all I had is what I traveled with. So.
I didn't hold it against you.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I had on a polo, some distressed jeans that I made. And some chucks.
Again, didn't hold it against him. He was put together. He didn't look rusty, crusty, or dirty. So, you know.
No, it was just, I felt stunted on.
So this is about you.
Yeah, this is about me.
This is about you, even though it was my birthday.
Look, man, I got to live my life too. You hear me?
He didn't give me my compliments yesterday. I'm just saying. I did give you compliments yesterday. You said I had thunder thighs is what you said. Yeah. That was not the compliment. I mean,
That was later. I can't give you compliments.
What? What'd you say?
Wow, you're fishing because you just want to hear him again. That's all it is. You're not slick.
I don't remember. I do not recall said compliment.
Maybe need some ginkgo and biloba. Maybe some ginseng.
What did you say?
You're really trying to get me on tape. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. The compliments can't just exist in your memory. Because this is what you're going to do. Because you keep talking about how annoying I am. Mm-hmm. This is because you're super annoying. So what you're going to do is, let's say I say this on tape. Which, by the way, what are we really saying? Because nothing's on tape anymore. So what are you supposed to say? Like,
it's being recorded.
Fine, sure. But, you know, is there like a colloquial way to say it now? Or we just...
See, people still say tape.
Yeah, but if you think about it, what do you use as tape?
It's fine.
Anyway, side of the point. I know good and well, if I say it and I put it on tape, you're going to splice it up and you're going to annoy the hell out of me.
I will not splice it up.
You liar.
You have my word on that.
I don't trust it.
I'm too lazy to do all that. I know you don't, but it's the truth.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Don't move on. Mm-hmm. I'm very much a words of affirmation person. I don't know what kind of person he is. He doesn't like words of affirmation. He shirks them.
I don't know, man.
What do you, quality time?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. I mean, because I'm cool with all of them. Mm-hmm. I think one of the issues, though, with quote-unquote words of affirmation, I guess, mm-hmm. or compliments in general, sometimes I don't believe them. You know, like, it's like, I appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, sure, words of...
This is a whole different rabbit hole. Sure, this is a completely different conversation.
Sure, words of affirmation, they're nice, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, I think that words are like the flimsiest of flimsy, you know, where people can say anything, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, like, manipulation or whatever have you, like, the easiest way to do it is using words because it doesn't require that much investment, you know? And it's just like, ugh.
But, okay, I think you do enjoy...
You just be lying.
I think you enjoy... it's not quality time. Maybe it is quality time. Because you enjoy talking. And you like it when people actually listen to what you're saying. Because you're a conversationalist, and
sometimes
you say that, but I've never experienced anything other than a very chatty version of you.
So you say.
When have I experienced a quiet version of you? When you're sleeping?
When I went dark for what, 12 years?
We weren't friends then. I didn't care anything about you.
Likewise, nigga.
There, same. Like, we were not friends. We knew of each other, but we're not friends. And so, yeah. Like, when you have somebody who is actually paying attention to the things that you're saying, because you talk a lot, Lord, it can be a lot. But you make a conversation. You're enjoyable to be around. I enjoy spending time with you because you're my friend. Look at you. You really don't like compliments.
No, honestly, no. You weaponize them.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. How? Like, I don't know, man.
When I give you clean compliments, you are so uncomfortable with them. But when I sprinkle a little shade onto it,
I find them more acceptable.
Yes, absolutely.
Much better.
You complain about it, then you're like, I can receive that though. That's the way you are. It's the only way I can compliment you. Like, I'm just like, you're handsome. You're like, I don't know. I'm not perfect. Who cares about the perfection? If I was looking for perfect, I wouldn't find it as far as anything is concerned. But I mean, you know, other than your ashiness, you have. You are a nice looking man.
Yeah.
You have your character flaws, but you're a good person in spite of those things.
Yeah. Ugly laughing.
What is wrong with you?
No, man, I just kind of played that back.
Why?
Like, that wasn't even my normal laugh. It was just like.
Why?
This is what made me think about
you're
it.
You're so self conscious.
No, this is what made me think about it. Just hear me out. What made me think about it is that just recently, because I don't care, but we were talking about Kawhi Leonard. And you're talking about your shade on. Basically, I brought up how women, y'all love to like sneak this, right?
I was not trying to sneak this in.
Y'all say something that's, you know, very basic observation, but y'all will low key flame people.
I was not trying.
Like, instead of saying that, hey, this gentleman has an interesting laugh, or it's funny, or it's unusual, it's odd, you say, ugh, he really don't know how to laugh.
I said, is that the gentleman
that doesn't know how to laugh? There it is. That's what you said. That's the gentleman that doesn't know how to laugh.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to laugh, though.
Who are you to say?
So what are you doing? Look at you laughing. You're laughing.
Well, who are you to say that somebody
doesn't know how to
laugh. You bringing it up, but you laughing at him, though.
No, it's because it's funny. Funny's funny. But what I'm saying is this. That's so messed up. You're saying they don't know how to laugh. And that's his laugh. That's just how he laughs.
Fine. It's fine. Kawhi, you're a good person.
It looks ridiculous.
See?
Or sounds ridiculous.
See, that you undercutting his genuine laugh.
Do we know that's a genuine laugh, though?
And here you go. Like, everything you just said, you're undercutting.
How am I undercutting?
Because you were like, that's that man's laugh.
Well, no. You said he doesn't know how. Look, man. However you express yourself, that's how you express yourself. The end. You know what I'm saying? If it wants to sound ridiculous, it sounds ridiculous. But look, that's what you decided to do and how you decided to do it. So, I mean...
You see, these are the conversations that we have. Our conversations could start off on a minuscule topic, and he's going to dissect it. He's going to explore every avenue of the subject. He won't let it go. But it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, I can't. I'll try to give him compliments. He doesn't want them. Then when I sneak diss compliment him, he complains about that. It's whatever.
Yeah, we're talking about me,
nope, I'm enjoying watching you squirm, quite frankly. Because I actually get to see you in person. Can't just shrug it off because you're not on the phone. Man, great friend, great human, fun to be around. Looking at me like, oh, really now? It's true. If I didn't enjoy your company, then I wouldn't seek it out. I don't like calling people, and we end up talking all the time. Is that Dexter? Wait. I did. First of all, I don't look hungry. Why are you bringing this up? Why are you bringing this up? We were talking about you.
What happened was I just got a notification on IG. So I went to go check the notification. And then lo and behold, I saw Dexter's reply again on that little post where you were looking bad hungry. So
why you have to even bring that up? You're so disrespectful. Mm-hmm. See how you do?
Is that my fault?
Do you see? Do you see?
I mean, with all the ground provision, the yam, yucca, the curry, so forth, and so forth that you claim that you eat. How do you look like that?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, man. You grew up on some of the heartiest food of all time.
Wow.
And somehow you still managed to look hungry.
I was 142 pounds.
And you were not.
What do you mean?
In that for the picture?
Absolutely. I'm 5'7". Look, it's telling me to wrap it up. I can't believe you just said that. Anyway, that was my podcast episode with my friend Anthony, who prefers to be called Anthony.
I mean, honestly,
it's whatever. I know it's whatever because I call you a boardie all the time. And, talking about how wonderful of a friend he is and how much he enjoys my company. Do you have anything left to say?
Yes, it was good chatting. I gotta get on the road in a little bit.
Yeah,
so I can get my affairs in order.
All right. That was fun. Thank you for spending time with me this weekend.
Welcome.
Thank you. All right. Peace out. Ooh, child, that was about an hour long and you made it through a whole episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I know we have tangential conversations, like we just go around every corner, every loop. We explore every nook and cranny. But, I mean, that's just the way we talk. And I hope you guys get to see that, you know, you can have a nice strong bond with somebody you're not having sex with. you can care about somebody, and you can you know, respect them as a person, and the only thing that you're getting out of that relationship is just like real love and affection, and you know, you're not demanding anything else but the respect and decency that a human should give another human. I think we try to reciprocate love, compassion, kindness, and decency with one another. It's a great bond. This is the bond that, you know, I desire from men in general. And in the podcast, you'll hear me, well, he'll bring up, I think he brought up the fact that I quote unquote lumped him in together with a bunch of other guys, but I actually made a group chat with a few of my other friends, male friends specifically, on Instagram. And they're men that have, you know, come into my life and have been genuine and sincere. And I was just like, you know what, let me put all these dudes together. And I created my very own Black Male Alliance. And he's one of, you know, the founding members of the Black Male Alliance, Katrina's personal Black Male Alliance. So, yeah, it's important for me to have. And I hope, ladies, that you all find Black men that, like, lift up the standard of just being a good person, so that you don't lose hope in all men in general. Now for me, the next step is to be able to enter a romantic relationship with a man in that regard, just like with the love and the decency and everything like that. What I found as a woman, in keeping sex off the table in regards to friendship, is that you get to experience deeper emotions. Men aren't afraid of being as vulnerable with women that they haven't already exposed one side of themselves to. You know, it's almost like, I'm already having sex with you, you don't need to, you know, have this much of me. So I think I would rather have the friendship. I would rather have the real conversations. I would rather see the real person instead of like the wall. And I do believe, as humans in general, we have our own, you know, defense mechanisms. And I think it's easier to pass through those defense mechanisms, or at least a layer of it, and become a real friend with a person when they aren't trying to juggle a bunch of different facets of, you know, well, now we're in a relationship, now we're having sex, now this and that. No, I like you as a person, I want to be friends with you, I actually care about the things that are happening to you. There's nothing for me to gain here except bonding with another person, and I believe in reciprocity. The good that you give me is the good that I'll give you back. And, you know, vice versa. So, in this particular friendship, there is a lot of good that we give each other. So, yeah, I really enjoy it. I really love it. Are there any questions about the dynamic or anything like that? Feel free to ask. You know, I'm pretty much an open book. Trying to think. Like I said before, we've never slept together. We do not have a sexual relationship. We are male and female, and we have like decent chemistry. So of course we're flirty and whatever else. So the episode was filmed in a hotel room, but it was just two friends in a hotel room. So there you go. That's that. Yeah, I don't really know what else to tell you, but I just wanted to, you know, fill in any gaps so that no one's imagination is running wild.
Yeah. My reflection on today's episode is that it is very possible to make decent, healthy, wonderful relationships with people of the opposite sex, people of the opposite sex, and they're fortifying their just try it. Whether you're a man or a woman, go out there and try to make friends with somebody and don't respect anything physical in return. Just go out there trying to get to know the person and you won't regret it. You won't regret it. It'll make you a better person. It'll make you better for romantic relationships. And as a woman, I can say, I genuinely didn't understand the thought processes of men. And being around this particular man and the other man that I mentioned before has helped me profoundly. Instead of making assumptions, I have a better grasp on how men think, and I'm more capable of just asking them, hey, what is it that you want in this situation? I'm tired of guessing. I'm over guesswork, and I just ask now. I'm very unafraid. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed. I think I've said that now 15 gajillion times. And I hope you tune into the next episode, whenever that may be. I know that life is crazy right now, but I really, really hope everyone is staying safe and blessed. Thank you for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye!